This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 777, How to Connect to People in the LGBT Community. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a question from a student in our course about what pronouns to use when he talks to someone who is transgender. Get the answer today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how's it going out there?
It is fantastic. It's a little too hot, but it's good.
Yeah, it's a little too hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's July. What are we going to do, right? At this point?
Yeah. And you just got back from a super adventure.
A super adventure, exactly. That's what I would call it. And my favorite part of it was rafting. We're going to talk about that actually on this podcast pretty soon here. I think we may have talked about it this week.
Ooh,
but we're
going
to talk about whitewater rafting. But yeah, it was awesome. I'm telling you, I was scared. And they say don't mistake adrenaline for fear. But at certain points, I confused the two for sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure you were afraid, though. I mean,
it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. They were both present, pretty sure.
They were both present. But I think like it's the idea that if you're in a controlled, scary situation, it's more adrenaline.
Yeah.
Because like we had a good guide. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was so experienced.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
And so we were pretty safe. It's still a little bit dangerous, but we were pretty safe.
Cool. Ah, I need to do something like that.
You need to.
Okay. Yeah. So we have a super interesting question. Somebody posted in the Connected Communicator group. So in our listening course, guys, we are exploring so many topics that I promise you, you're not going to see anywhere else. So there's a whole module called The Fight for Gay Rights. And this person had an interesting question about pronouns.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we wanted to give you guys a sense of the big issues that are going on in the U.S. And LGBT rights are a big part, are one of the most contentious issues right now in the U.S.
Definitely.
So So it's, you know, once you get into the course, guys, you'll see there are about 8 lessons just on this topic itself. And we interview a number of people on different sides of the issue, right, Jessica? I mean, I think we do a good job of getting people who are, you know, very conservative when it comes to this issue and other people who are very open and very accepting.
Totally.
Of the gay exactly.
I mean, and that's what our country is, obviously. I mean, you guys follow the news. You can't help but follow the news these days. It's just everywhere. So you know to what extremes Americans have their viewpoints, right? So I think, I mean, guys, you know Lindsay and I, you know where we stand on most stuff. But we're definitely not, you know, a representative of everyone. So I think you did a really good job, Lindsay, of staying open to everyone, right? You interviewed people with religious viewpoints, with political viewpoints, with all these different takes on this topic, which I don't think is as in the headlines in other countries as it is here.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't easy. I mean, going up to some people and getting answers that at times, wow, some people's answers really surprised me.
Yeah.
And some people's answers disturbed me. But it wasn't the time for me to step in and argue with them. It was the time for us just to collect, you know, collect their opinions and let our students hear them speak and have their language and have their kind of viewpoints in our course. So exactly. that was that. But yeah, it was a challenge.
I bet. I know. After watching some of these interviews, I think I emailed you once just like, wasn't that difficult? Like, how did you listen to that? it was even hard for me to listen. I wasn't even there. I was just watching the video and I'm just like, all these feelings, I'm just reacting like right away when I hear these things.
No, it's true. But then on the positive side, just one more thing. Occasionally I would get a response like from Brett, the cowboy from Montana, right? Yeah. I had my stereotypes going into that question, into that conversation, and we got kind of a more open-minded point of view from Brett. So that was one of the good interviews that we were able to conduct. Yeah.
Yeah. So pleasantly surprised. He is so like eloquent and well-spoken, that cowboy.
Yeah, that guy's very cool.
He's cool. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So Lindsay, do you want to read the post from our student?
Okay, here we go. So this was a post from a student in the course, and here's the question. So he says, "Hi, Lindsay and Jessica. Hi, everybody. I have a small question that's been bothering me for a while. I just can't get it out of my head. I have so many ties with the LGBTQ community that I'm usually very at ease when I refer to a trans person, meaning a transgender person. I'm used to using the final product pronoun, so to speak, meaning that I would say she for a trans woman, and vice versa. The thing is, some people don't identify as male or female. They're called non-binary. I hear they becomes very popular in such case. My problem is I find it very difficult to use this for just one person. Mm. I'm not sure what the verb form that follows should be. Would you say Paula has a new passport, but they don't want to renew their driving license, or Paula has a new passport, but they doesn't want to review the driver's license? Ooh, tricky, tricky, tricky. I would be so relieved to have some guidelines on this one. Thank you so much. And even if you don't have the time to respond, your podcasts are amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
That's so awesome. Let's back up a little bit. There might be some terms, even though he does a good job of sort of explaining them while he's writing, but just LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Some people might not know what that is. It's like, it's a common term for us. It's a common acronym. But what does that mean, Lindsay?
Okay. So it stands for a number of words coming together into an acronym, right? So it stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and I believe I've heard it as queer. Yeah. I've also heard it as questioning before. So I'm not.
Oh,
I mean,
that's interesting.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. And a lot of this does. That's our point today. It depends on who you're talking to. I love how he this question is fantastic because he does, like, he's really thinking about how to respect the other person's identity and their wishes. Right?
Yeah.
It's not just clear cut. Like, it even comes down to grammar. Like, this is amazing. So,
a couple things
that I really like about this. When he says the final product pronoun. So when he's talking about trans people, right, and to identify as a gender, I was born a woman and I identify as a woman. That's lucky. It all came together for me. But some people, right, if they're born a certain gender, but they feel like they are the opposite gender, not that they're born with. So that's the trans identity.
Sure, sure. And this is huge, right? I mean, this is connection too, guys, right? It's not just about communicating with people in the mainstream community or mainstream sexualities, right? Or gender identities. It's about connecting with anyone, anywhere. So this is a core piece of connection, is knowing how to refer to them. I mean, the pronoun is so important.
Yes. And I have found myself wondering which pronoun to use as well when I'm talking about certain people or to certain people. So I think it's well established that a trans person, if they identify as a woman, they want the pronoun she, right? Mm-hmm, so you have a friend, Krishan, who was interviewed in the course, born a man, but identifies as a woman. So he or she, what do they want to be called?
Yeah. So at this point, Krishan has decided and has talked to her friends and family that she wants to be referred with the pronoun she. So, okay. But again, like as Krishan's friend, I have to kind of remind myself constantly just to remember that because it doesn't come naturally. But I make an effort because I want to have a connection with her.
Right. You know,
she's a friend of mine. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point, right? We try to make this effort. Don't waste your time studying vocabulary word lists. We'll show you the exact vocabulary words that you need to connect with natives in our free video, The 7 Secrets to Connection in English. Get it now at allearsenglish.com/secrets.
Yeah, and it is hard. It is difficult. Yeah. I mean, even in the interview with Krishan, I know that he has a skirt and I know that he's wearing lipstick. But but those two things are not immediately evident
obvious,
when you're watching the interview.
Right.
So all I see is like the a man hat and a man shirt and a man face, right?
Exactly.
And so it's not like automatically I'm not thinking woman. So you do have to make the effort. So it's all about connection, like you said, but being able to be open enough to ask the other person what they prefer. Because if you don't know, that's fine. That's fine not to know. Even Lindsay and I are confused. And we know people that identify as other genders. And even for us, we have to make the effort. So if you meet someone and you're not sure what pronoun to use, just ask. I don't think that's rude. I think that shows respect.
Yeah. And we're going to give you guys right now, let's just throw out the phrase for our listeners to use that will basically, you know, build a connection, make it stronger, and you'll get your answer. And then you can move forward, right?
Exactly.
Having a nice conversation with that person.
Yeah.
So what is that phrase, Jessica? Do you have that written down or should I read it out loud?
Okay. What you should say, guys, just say, I'm sorry, I apologize, or forgive me. I really like starting any question like that because it's just respectful and polite, right?
Yeah,
and then you could say, I was wondering which pronoun you prefer. So it's simple and it's not going to offend anybody. And I think someone would they would feel really pleased and delighted that you recognize that they might have a different preference. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too. Nothing wrong with asking. I mean, that's the best. That's the way to build that connection.
Yeah.
But then what about helping our listener, our student here with this question about they?
Yeah. So this is really interesting. This has actually come up in the IELTS course on the other side because when we're referring to a person and we don't know the gender, just any person, native speakers do use they. Right?
Yes, we do.
So, because you don't know the gender of the person. So, it doesn't matter that it's one singular. We use they and follow that with the correct grammar for the plural pronoun, right?
That's right.
So, in his question, you would say, Paula has a new passport, but they don't want to renew their driving license, right? So, the correct grammar following they. So, that's what I would use. But again, like, if you're in doubt, just ask.
Yeah, it's true. And I've had friends who have known people who do use the they pronoun as their actual pronoun, not wanting to declare a female or male gender. And it can get confusing, but again, don't let that confusion, or maybe if you're embarrassed, don't let that break the connection, you know?
And you know what, guys? I mean, if you just ask and you find out the pronoun, and even if you do slip up sometimes, I mean, Lindsay, you still use the pronoun he sometimes about Krishan because it's, you know, because it's there in your head. I think as long as you're making an effort, like that's what matters, right? As long as you're open and you're trying, if you use the wrong pronoun accidentally, guys, but you've already established that you respect this person and want to connect with them, they're not going to be mad. It's not going to be like a huge thing. Like, it just matters that you're asking, you're respectful, and you try.
You got it. I think that's the message today, right? So it's about your attitude, and people will know what your attitude is.
Yeah.
And they want to see that you're trying and that you care, right? It's, exactly. That's where a connection comes from. That's what it's all about. Love exactly. it.
So very so interesting episode today, guys.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite lessons from the course is actually in the gay rights module, the fight for gay rights. And it has to do with prefixes, because we might have mentioned this before on the Allers English podcast, but these prefixes, the trans, bi, all of these prefixes are used in, tons of other words. And so learning the prefixes and the grammar and the vocabulary through this other amazing lesson, that's one of my favorite sort of tie-ins, right? Of getting to teach so much through one interview, like learning all of this grammar and all of this vocabulary through these amazing topics that open your mind, not just through, language tools and vocabulary, which you are getting, but also at the same time, you're just learning about all of these new communities that probably exist somewhere in your country, even if they're not as open as they are here.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And we can pretty much promise you guys that you're not going to find many, if any, other English courses out there that are going to focus on this topic.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think a lot of textbooks certainly wouldn't at this point.
This is pretty cutting edge stuff.
Yeah. This is pretty cutting edge stuff that we that we can bring this to you guys, so that if and when you are in this situation, which you probably will be, you're likely to meet someone from within this community.
For sure.
At some point, if you're in the U.S. or in another English-speaking country, actually, I can promise that you will.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to be prepared to know what the issues are and how to talk to them about it. All
exactly.
Right? So, awesome.
It takes the fear out, right? It takes away the unfamiliar and the unknown. So then you're just free to talk to everyone.
I love it. I love it. So guys, if you want to get started, and eventually you'll learn more about this course, but first you can start for free with the 7 Secrets to Connection in English. You can get awesome. That free video. Okay. Go on over right now, right away. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets and download your video for free. Watch it right away. You'll learn what the 7 things are you need to focus on, and then you'll learn more about this course and how to get in. Okay.
Perfect.
Cool. Okay.
And awesome. You get to love meet it. My dog Ozzy in the video.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Right. So cool. I mean, geez, like that's definitely the reward.
That's
it right there.
That's
he's
the
so
best
cute.
Part. No.
He's so cute with his like muzzle on.
He's a big dog, man.
That's awesome. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.